Take the magic of Disney's Frozen 2 with you anywhere.
It began with two sisters.
Into the unknown.
See Frozen 2 first on digital download.
Into the unknown.
The number one animated film of all time.
Into promise me we do this together, okay?
I promise.
Watch instantly on all your devices, at home or on the go.
I believe in you, Elsa, more than anyone or anything.
Disney's Frozen 2. Available to download and keep now on Apple TV.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, and also now I'm a co-host of the Game Brain podcast. For all you board gamers out there, go check it out. And joining me is the wonderful and hilarious man. It's Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
What happened? How
are you doing on this fine day?
Great. You know, it's just another day in apocalyptic America. Here we are.
Earth. Well, you guys, we hope to provide a nice little distraction from all the craziness out there. If in case you did not hear earlier this week, we've had to postpone our shows. We were supposed to do Salt Lake City tomorrow. Unfortunately, we've had to postpone that. Same with all our April shows, Orlando and Charleston, Madison and Oklahoma City. They're all postponed. New dates have not been claimed just yet, but your tickets will still be honored. And if you can't make the new dates, then you can get a refund at your point of purchase. So we have that going on. We also, we just recorded our bonus episode for the week, and it's our big Love is Blind special. Super fun. Over an hour's worth of discussion about that crazy, crazy show. You can access that at patreon.com/watchforcrappins. We got our merch. We got all that stuff. Today we're talking
also,
about...
Also, well, actually, just to butt in, if you don't mind,
Sure.
The bonus episode is also available as a Crappins On Demand video. So for those of you who join the video level of Patreon, you'll have access to like 100 videos or something. So that'll be fun to get you through some of this home time with your children. Have a bunch of cursing in the background, okay?
And this is also a Crappins On Demand episode as well.
This also is. And because we didn't get to do our Salt Lake City show tomorrow night, we are instead going to do it anyway on Instagram Live. So that'll be free to everybody. Just go over to Instagram Live. It'll be 6 p.m. Pacific, which is 9 p.m. Eastern. So there's that. There's also, I wanted to say, God bless you, Salt Lake City. I hope you're okay. There was an earthquake over there today that, I mean, Jesus, this world, you know? So I hope you guys are okay. Love you. And support your local businesses, people. If anybody out there needs help, needs some shout outs for their local business, please let us know. Just comment on this post on Insta and we'll look at it. And my family here in Austin runs the Waterloo restaurants, Waterloo Ice House. And like a lot of cities, restaurants have had to close because of this virus. So they did not completely close. They are still open for takeout orders and delivery. All Waterloo locations are open and offering to-go, curbside, and delivery options. The delivery service is through the Favor app, and then you can do takeout using their online ordering system, and that's at waterlooicehouse.com. So, you know, support your local businesses, help each other out there in this crazy world.
And one last thing, you know, we had to make all these crazy announcements on Monday and Tuesday, and I think something that I had wanted to mention, and I just sort of got lost because we're talking about like all this coronavirus stuff. But one of our premium Patreon sponsors, Violet Kuchar, sadly passed away at the end of last week. So she is
in our hearts,
our thoughts, and our prayers. Love you, Violet. She was always really such a huge, like, so she was always so fun, so spirited. The last time I think we saw her was in Baltimore. And, you know, we're thinking of her. And, you know, fuck cancer, and she will continue to be on as a premium sponsor for as long as we're doing that.
Yeah, we love you, Violet. And as Violet became an angel, we gained a new angel on Earth, Miss Hot Dang, it's Jessica Dang. Just had a little baby Dang today. So congratulations
to
you, Mama Dang and Baby Dang. I'm a little pissed that your children are not named Ronnie and Ben. So
yep.
I won't tell a new mother to go F herself. Well, you're not a new mother. Well, you're a mother of a
What are you talking about? Of course you will. Of course you will. That's what we do.
I won't say go F yourself, but I will. It is implied.
Well,
but,
luckily,
yeah, congratulations to you. We love you.
Yeah.
And, you know, like the world is giving us a lot of crazy right now. And, we love you guys, you know, thanks for being our little family out here.
Yeah, exactly. We really do hope that we can distract people for an hour or so with our inane comments on things.
Yeah. All that positivity. Wasn't that lovely? Didn't you like that? Now let's get back to fucking Jackson Brittany.
Jackson Brittany. Oh my goodness, this was hard. You know, I watched Miss Saigon yesterday for the first time ever in my life because, you know, one of the fun things about quarantine is that you can watch stuff now.
Yeah.
So, so Dom and I watched Miss Saigon on Broadway HD. I'd never seen it before. I was like a mess afterwards. I could not believe how sad I was. And I was like, and now I got to watch Jackson Brittany's wedding? Hell no.
Oh, God. Like, I know. Which is more tragic?
It's a 1-2 punch. Exactly.
You
which is the harder thing? Which is
sunlight and I moon brought by the gods of fortune. I still sing Les Mis and Miss Saigon to Bueller every day. Every day.
I have never wanted a helicopter to descend on a wedding and just like scoop up all the people we like as much as I wanted in during last night's show. I just wanted to graft certain elements of the musical into Vanderpump Rules and just save this wedding.
Yeah. Well, this wedding is kind of that opening number of Miss Saigon, right? It's terrible. It's like, what am I watching? Like the opening, it's all these guys dancing around in Vietnam and it's like the big butch army guys and they're like, the heat is on in Saigon. Yeah. It's like, oh,
the heat is on in Lexington. Yeah.
That's this wedding. Awkward, hard to watch, yeah. But like it took some planning, you know?
I know. Just some strange mess of things moving around in like a very dark time.
Also, while we're kind of, you know, just talking about this stuff, I'd really love for you in quarantine to watch Steel Magnolias and The Color Purple. Please. Please.
Color Purple, I will prioritize, and then Steel Magnolias. Okay, I will do that. And I will find some movies that you have to watch. I don't know what they will be.
I will, I'll do that if you do it. Also,
I feel like you've seen
might
most of
not
my
be a we should probably talk about this not on the air or whatever you call this, not on the net. But
go for it.
We've always wanted to do a recap of Cats the movie, and
yes,
what's streaming Cats the movie. I just read about it.
Wow, I smell a bonus episode. Who knows? Yeah, we will
we
recap.
We have to, Ben. We have to.
Yes, I am all about Cats. Yes, 100%, Ronnie. Because we almost saw that in Alabama, but we didn't.
Yeah. And we thought the
Stories
Earth was being mean to us then. Remember that? We were like, oh my God, nature's such a bitch, Ben. Because we got there and it was like raining and freezing. And we couldn't do anything. We couldn't even walk outside. And we're like, God, nature's mean. And then nature was like, ha, 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 you think so, do you?
You haven't seen anything yet. Mother Nature, you haven't been to Mother Nature's cabaret. Hit it, Corona. 3, 2, 1.
Life isn't a Corona, all right? Life, life is not a Corona, all right? All right, okay. Luann.
You're a sicko for Corona, okay?
Okay, so here we are, finally. And don't you love that this wedding happened right during the coronavirus outbreak? I mean, that is
so
pretty funny. That is so Britney to be like, because you know Britney's like, I wanted this, it's all a little girl! And now it's being ruined by Corona!
You know, exactly. You know that they were like, it's not fair because this must be a special show and people are like hating on us because they're stressed about Corona. It's just not fair. It's not fair.
It did give me a sick amount of joy watching this. But here we
are.
I think if there's, you know?
Yeah. If there's any reason, if people feel like Corona is part of a divine plan, I think that divine plan was motivated by these two getting married and just like, God being like, you know what? It's time to do clear house a little bit.
Yeah.
Sorry,
well,
not,
you know,
so mean.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. It's like, because we always say on these shows, when people are like, I prayed about this last night. We're like, God does not watch Survivor, sir. Well, you know what? God apparently does watch Vanderpump Rules. And he thinks, you know, he's got a sense of humor. All right, so here we go. Back to Vanderpump Rules. We've got a lot of the LA cast, or the cast that is still in LA, the newbies, the B string, B team, the benchers. We've got a lot of them today, and I was just cracking up at the previews for, or the last week, previously on, with that girl going, I was at Jones the other day, which I think is just so funny because we've been to Jones a million times, you know?
I know. It's, yeah. So, so it's the day of the wedding, and just as, like, for people who did not watch the episode, this wedding, it's like being a, it captured, it 100% captured the hell that is being the plus one of someone at a wedding that you don't want to go to. Like, if you've ever been dragged along, you've ever been taken to a wedding where you don't really know the people, or you may know them, but you don't care, and you would rather be home, like, watching Steel Magnolias, that's what this episode captured. The feeling of just being stuck at an overlong event that was never over.
Yeah, we were all Carter today in this way.
Yeah. We were all Carter.
Even so the day of the wedding, the opening song is just disgusting, okay? Like, they put Trixie Monocle in a trunk and let, like, the new girl that's, like, trying to compete with Trixie take over, and it's just so gross.
Up before the sun, I thought I heard you calling my name. Everything is different, but life moves like nothing has changed.
Oh, shut up. What is this about fucking Jesus? You know, it's like one of those songs we were talking about on Love is Blind. Like, is this Christian pop or is this an actual song? What is happening?
Exactly. And we're seeing footage of, like, a weather vane and, you know, flowers. Like, oh, this is, it's like, are we in, like, Chip and Joanna's wet dream right now? It was very annoying. And so they're all, like, the staff is putting flowers in place. And Brittany's looking over her vows. And she's like, I've always dreamed of the perfect wedding ever since I was a little girl. Really, Brittany? I never knew that. Really? Thank you for finally enlightening me about that. I had no idea. I had no idea that you've always dreamed about getting married.
These memories, we're never going to be able to take back.
What does that even mean? These memories, we're not even going to be able to take it back. So basically, your memories are not Jack's,
it's all being filmed for a reality
fucking faith
show,
in front of an old lady. Like, can't take it back.
Yeah. She's like, it's going to be the most perfect day ever. I was like, except for the fact that you're shooting in a trash castle by the side of the highway, but whatever.
Yeah, no kidding. Where's Chuck E. Cheese? Like, that's the only thing missing from the... But Brittany keeps doing her wide open Julia Roberts mouth. And we were just talking about this again on Love is Blind, but these shows really intersected a lot today. Mm-hmm. Brittany, the whole show is like, her mouth is like wide open, like leading with her teeth, you know, her head thrown back in the air. Like she's Julia Roberts just laughing in Mystic Pizza about, you know, crazy frivolous things.
And sometimes I feel like a shit person because she is so happy. This is her dream come true. She is so, so happy. And this is her special day. And who are we to shit on her for being happy? But the answer is, who are we to do that? Us. We are us.
That's what we do. But also, yeah. Is she really happy? Is she? She's marrying a guy who's cheated on her a million times, has made her look like a fucking moron, still probably does it. Like, we all see how Jax is on Twitter. It's not like he's some nice, charming guy who's really changed. I mean, on Twitter, people are like, how could you do that, Jax? Like, fuck you, ugly. I saw your profile picture. You're fat and you're ugly, bitch. So,
yeah.
Let's not pretend she's, like, got Prince Charming there.
And she's forced all her friends to spend thousands of dollars on this wedding. And, like, yes, even though later Jax is like, I paid $100,000 for this wedding, which I'm not even sure if I believe or not. It's just like, it's been a big, long, annoying parade of events. And
also, how privileged is Jax to say, like, he keeps going to everybody saying, I've spent $100,000 on this wedding. That is nothing. $100,000 on a wedding is nothing for a wedding. Okay.
Also, where'd the money go? Well, I don't see it.
Yeah, the Tito's. Yeah, which that's so. A good spend. But okay, so let's get on with this wedding. So Katie is talking to the wedding gay planner, wedding gay.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm just going to call him wedding gay. And she's like, hi, Mitchell. It's like, oh God, come on.
Yeah, Mitchell.
You're not calling him Mitchell. Is that his name, Mitchell or Mitchell?
I thought his name was Mitchell, but... I don't know. I didn't hear her say Michelle, but I would not be surprised if she said that. Maybe she said it as a joke. Who knows? But she's talking to him, Mitchell, about trying to keep Brittany from Jax. They don't see each other. And then Lance Bass walks in, and Katie's all excited. And she goes, you know what? Like, everyone in middle school, like, claimed their member of NSYNC, and I claimed Lance. Now, I'm not trying to shade Lance Bass here. I have truly nothing against Lance. He seems actually like a very nice person. But I just have never heard of anyone claiming Lance Bass as their member of NSYNC. I felt like it was always, like, Justin, JC.
Yeah, Lance has always been the weird one who was obsessed with going to the moon. I mean,
yeah.
It was like Lance opened a donut shop. Remember? Everyone was like, Lance owns a donut shop? What the fuck is Lance, you know?
Yeah, I just feel like it was just basically just the two of them. Maybe there was a Chris Kirkpatrick, at least until Eminem, like, made Chris Kirkpatrick, like, shamed him on his song. Or, like, maybe Joe Fitzgerald. I just never heard of anyone. I just thought it was really just those two guys.
Yeah, you wanted to marry Lance because he had a donut shop and, like, he wanted to go to space. And that's fun to spend your life with. But, yeah, Katie's a liar. And she's like, I would lick his poster, mostly because it was on the fridge and my mom locked it so I couldn't get to the ranch. But so then Jax is like, oh, as much as I drank last night, my body's really working overtime to get it going today. I was like, yeah, I'll bet your body's working overtime, you know? It's like a beater speeding off outside, you know, like shooting guns in the air. escaping the scene.
He's like, it's like my body knows how much I've spent on this wedding. So he's literally going through the wedding merely because he's paid for it. It's called the sunk cost fallacy, Jax. So anyway, that's really the best, like, metaphor for their relationship. So now people are showing up, like, Sherry is there, and Mamo! And Stassi and Katie have been steaming Brittany's wedding dress. They're just sitting there steaming the tulle. And Stassi's like, I feel like we've been steaming this dress for an hour and 47 minutes. Like, we could have watched The Notebook in entirety. I'm like, that's how long it's going to take to watch this episode, by the way. An hour and 47 minutes.
I know, and it's even more tragic.
Yeah.
So Lala's like, Mama, I'm going to do makeup on your tits. All right. Lala helps Mama out with her makeup. And she's like, don't worry. I won't go crazy. You're not going to walk out of here looking like me, Mama. Don't worry, bitch. Mama's like, if I look like you, I'd be happy, honey.
So then we go over to Kristen and Sheena, and they're just, like, hanging out. And Kristen's like, Brittany is in, like, such a good mood. Seriously. But Katie's energy fucking blows. Caw-caw.
I want to put money on it. I don't want to put money on it. Like, Stassi and Katie are going to definitely say something shitty about Carter. Right?
Where is he anyway?
And he's at the Hilton. Like, he was trying to get a hold of me and, like, ask me what time he was supposed to come or whatever. And I was like, well, I'm supposed to be with the girls, but, like, I'm trying to distance myself. But what am I supposed to do? Not, like, right back when he texts me.
Yeah. She's like, yeah. And she knows, like, he's literally right there. And you just see Parker, like, just below the turret that they're standing in, just looking lost in the parking lot.
Yeah, Carter's.
He probably thought,
like,
he was coming to a fast food restaurant.
Yeah, Carter's got, like, a hanger he's undoing, like, next to a car to, like, jack open the window so he can steal a piece of gum out of the fucking front seat, you know? He's like, oh, so
Kristen sees him and goes, fuck, every time I see Carter, I wish that we could have worked. It's just really fucking sad. I'm like, well, then stop seeing him. Don't invite him to this wedding. Jack literally disinvited him, and you still brought him along.
Stop being such a wuss, Kristen. You obviously like Carter. Just be with Carter. Fuck your friends. They don't like you anyway, okay? You're not going to win. Just be with Carter and tell him to get over it. You're just being mean to Carter now. Don't make me stand up to Carter, okay? You brought
him. Either be with him or don't be with him. Yeah. But don't say you're not going to be with him and then, like, find excuses to have him deliver a box of sex toys or come to the wedding because, like, he just deserves to be here. Seriously.
Yeah, and then she hugs him. He comes up. He's like, hey, gorgeous, can I buy you $20? And she's like, ugh. She, like, gives him this ugh hug, but it's, like, really sad where she's like,
it's sad. Well, the way we were.
And Sheena's like, ah, because the hug never stops. It's, like, this really unhappy hug. And Sheena's like, I'm going to get braids. I'm going to get braids.
They, like, don't acknowledge her. She's like, I'm going to get braids. Does anyone want some famous enchiladas? Some of my famous enchiladas? Because I'm going to make some while I get braids. I'm getting braids!
Oh, I heard Sheena did an Instagram Live teaching us how to make her famous Sheena Bonina enchilada dinas.
She did. We did. I didn't watch all the way through. I wish I had, because I would actually love some of her enchiladas right now. That's great quarantine comfort food.
Didn't watch it. So, my guess is paste, pecan sauce in a jar, some corn tortillas, some bagged cheese, and you throw it in the oven. Okay? Spoiler alert.
Perfect. I'm into it. Yeah. So, I would not have known that. You know, I would not have known it. So, meanwhile, Tom Sandoval has he dried a shirt for Jax, and he has a tampon ready for a bride. I don't know why I wrote this down. I was like, here are things that happened. Tom has a tampon ready for a girl.
Why did I write that down? There was a time, bro, where, like, I wasn't even supposed to, like, be at this wedding, but, like, I'm glad when people get their periods, because you need your best man, bro.
Dude.
And then Sandoval passes on the tampon. He's like, and Ariana, here's your white claw.
He just has everything. Funny. He's basically a butler. He should be a butler.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Soccarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Arendt.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ava Nagila Weber.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
The Bay Area betches.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Lourdes, the Lordess of the Rings.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We like her more than a smidge. It's Kelly Cartledge.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Kelly Stomp, the Stump Master.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Incredible Edible Matthew Sisters.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
Yeah, so next up, Jax. Oh, Jax to Schwartz. He's like, so, hey, how you feeling? Like, I feel good right now. Like, you know what? This is my dad's favorite meal, so I'm eating it. Coke, French fries, and Coke. French fries, and Coke. Yeah.
Yeah. So people are showing up. The groomsmen have all gathered, and Peter has, like, a little fan, because I guess it's boiling hot, and he's blowing this fan in his hair, so his, like, his like, flat iron hair is just, like, blowing in the wind. It's, like, peak Peter at that moment. You know, he does take being a groomsman very seriously, although he's really been shown up by Tom, I have to say.
Yeah, and then Randall and Beau are in bed together, and is that right?
Yeah, there was this very kind of, like, stage
scene. I was like,
wait a minute. Like, hey, where's Randall? And then we cut to Randall and Beau, and they're, like, lying in bed talking about movies, and Randall's going on about, like, The Sixth Sense. He's like, oh, man, The Sixth Sense, that really scared me so much. I nearly jizzed in my pants when I saw it. Hey, right, La? Where's La? Where's La?
Lala still comes home, and she's like, I see big guys. Ah, it's me. Ah.
But Beau starts it off. He's like,
I see fried chicken. Eh.
Almost that little Haley Joel Osment's head off one time. He came into a casting. I was like, I see fried chicken. Sorry, kid.
I'm going to reboot that movie. And this time I'm going to have the little kid go up to the bed. And he's going to look under the bed. Instead of meat Shabbat, it's just going to be a big piece of fried chicken puking up more fried chicken.
Oh, God, I forgot that was Misha Barton under that bed.
How dare you? How could you forget? Breakthrough performance of the 90s.
Or Donnie what's his
Donnie
buns?
I almost said
Donnie Osmond too. Yeah, Donnie Wahlberg. So Bo's like, anything with Bruce Willis in it, I'm gonna watch. like on a Bruce Willis thing. So Lala comes in and she's like, Randall, what are you doing, Randall? Like, every groomsman is downstairs. I am mortified, Randall.
Finally, I wonder how long it would take before she got mortified about Randall.
I love Randall. Like, at this point, I love Randall. I'm mortified for Randall at this point. It's funny how things changed, you know? I'm like,
yeah, I mean, he has been sort of like a jolly elf coming in.
Yeah, like, I love Randall. I want to date Randall. Okay, I don't know that I want to take it that far, but yeah, I really like Randall. You could do better, I'll tell you that, sir. Did you see Lala's Instagram, her Corona no. Instagram? Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I'm only imagining what she said. I saw that she had to apologize for something.
She always does every time she goes on there, but... She's like, oh my God, like, I just cannot see God giving me Corona. Like, it was very Lala.
No.
The whole thing was very Lala. She's like, he would not do that to me. So anyway.
Well, it's better than Vanessa, what's her face, from High School Musical. I forgot her last name. Vanessa. She basically got on Instagram.
Hudgens,
yeah. She goes, guys, well, I mean, it sucks, but like, you know, people are going to die, and that's it. Like, people are going to die, and like, oh, well. I was like, okay, read the room.
Yeah, she's like, whatever, go outside. I mean, guess what? So it's going to kill some old people. Guess what? We're all going to die anyway. I probably shouldn't be recording this right now, right?
Bravo's like, is she available for next season of Vanderpump Rules?
She's exactly
what we need.
So Vanderpump comes in, and Lance is like, well, I'm the minister, so we need to practice. Will you do impersonations? And she's like, okay, I'll read their vows, darling. I'm just going to love Jax forever and ever. I dreamt of being in this castle my whole life. I'm wearing underwear to a job interview, and I'm marrying a man who cheated on me and snorts things off my mom's teeth. Damn, at least that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was. I forget what she said about Jax, but then she did like a Jax impersonation that was like, I'm gonna cheat on her, and you know, I'm gonna steal booze from Lisa Vanderpump and never get my shit together. Something more like that.
Yeah.
I also liked when she was like, Lisa was talking to Lance. She goes, oh, this brings back memories to me. Being an officiant. Oh, it's a lot of pressure. Are you scared, Lance Bass? Are you, in fact, a broken bird at this moment? Please say yes, please.
Wow. So we get to see the close-ups of people at this wedding. You know, I think that before you marry somebody, you should get to see who their invites are for their guest list. To make sure you really want to marry this person, okay? We've got Larry Burkhead, who looks just terrified of life.
Yeah, how did he get in there? How in the hell did Larry Burkhead get?
Of course he's friends with Jax.
Of course. Probably modeled for the Sears catalog back in the day.
Shep. Super classy list. We didn't see Steven there from Summer House, and I know he was there. I thought that was interesting that they never showed one little even snippet of little Steven. What the hell, Bravo?
I know, that's surprising. Saw later on Jeremiah Bell, who is a former football player for the Jets. J-E-T-S.
Yeah.
Jets. But yeah, you're like, I don't know what these words mean. So
I'm basically like Lisa Vanderpump in this moment. She's like, hello, person I've never met before. What have you to say to me?
Yeah, exactly. So, guests are showing up, and Tom Schwartz is doing a classic Tom Schwartz thing, which is like, oh, man, what if I lose the rings? I'm so scared. I'm a little boy who can't control things. Oh, how do I hold on to the one small thing? Oh.
I'm sorry, but if I fuck that ring, I don't remember it, babe, bubba. And then Brittany's like, I'm going to practice walking. I'm practicing.
It's so funny. I'm so used to getting walked on. It's weird when I get to do the walking. So Jax is nervous, and he's like, he's talking to Lisa, and he's like, oh man, I'm just so nervous. Like, I can't even believe my mom didn't even text my godmother. Nothing. That just hurts my feelings. Jax, you didn't invite your mom to the wedding. You are the one who is wrong here. Don't try to play the victim when your mom didn't text your godmother. And she's like, and if she did text your godmother, you know what you'd be saying? Why can't she let me have my space? She's always trying to get up in my business. So shut up, Jax.
Like, fuck my mom. Yeah, guess what? You're not getting pity for this one, you asshole. I can't believe he didn't get in touch with his mother.
Yeah, and then you're going to complain that she didn't get in touch with you. I mean, and he probably is the type like, but she's the mother.
Yeah, that's stupid. Him. Yeah, he sucks. So then Randall is talking to the Toms, and he's telling Schwartz, he's like, I just want to make this clear. I said an hour and a half before you get ready. Tell me, because I'll come with you. And he didn't tell me. Come on!
What a surprise. Tom Schwartz, once again, messed up the simplest of tasks. He's like, yeah. No, he was negligence. Oh, Baba. I'm sorry, Baba.
Pure negligence, Baba. It's 96 degrees. You know, my God, these two. Who does that? Who has a wedding in Kentucky in the... What is wrong with you? Why would you do that to people? It was hurtful watching this.
It was probably warmer, but Lance Bass was probably like, you were not allowed to say 98 degrees when I am officiating a wedding. Okay, this is my boy band moment. So, yeah, I know, seriously, 96 degrees. Why do they have a wedding in Kentucky in the middle of summer when it's just like... I imagine that's probably... It's the South, right? It's like hot times there. Like, what? Yeah. What?
And everyone's still in full suits and everything. And then Carter
doesn't have a seat. We see,
yeah, Carter's like, are there seats? Like, can I just steal this one? Like, no.
Can I sit here? Yeah. Exactly. So everyone is dying. Everyone's melting. And Brittany's just taking her time up there. She's like not even dressed. Like, could we steam my tool a little bit longer? I want to steam the train. Hey, steam trains. That's a thing, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And then Jax's godmother sees Lance, and she's like, oh, hi, yes, you're Lance. Nice to meet you. And she walks Jax down the aisle, and they put Dad's
hot tub boxing
in a seat. It looks like a hot
they
tub,
walk down,
right? Like a little tiny hot tub.
It's
like an American Girl Dob hot tub.
It's an oddly shaped urn, I'm not going to lie. It definitely looks like it's supposed to hold cigars. So, but before they walk down the aisle... Jackson Lance are in a room, and then Mitchell comes in and goes, come on, let's go. I was like, oh, I love when the wedding planner gets huffy.
I love when Mitchell becomes Michelle.
Yeah.
Like, let's go, bitches.
So, so then Jax walks down the aisle, and then Brittany comes down the staircase and sees her dad. She's like, oh, man, you look so handsome. are you ready to walk me down the aisle? Yeah. And he's like, yeah, are you ready? She goes, yeah.
And the song that's playing, spinning like a top, round and round it go, sliding down a highway with a headlight on the road. Me in the morning, I could wake up at home, finally shake the pain. What the fuck kind of song is that?
What was that?
What is that? And Jax, while this song is playing, is like, my dad is really proud of me right now. I finally became the son he raised. I was like, okay, it's going to be 5 minutes till you're fucking hookers in the back of a Hooters. And I love the previews for coming up this season. Jax is like, what have I done?
Yeah. Jason is gone. Jax is back. So
Brittany just started calling people fat and ugly on Twitter. I'm sure your dad's up there with Twitter like, you go get him, son. You tell that housewife in Arkansas what you think about her fat ass.
And Brittany's like, I thought I'd be a little nervous, but I don't feel that way at all. I just can't wait to walk down the aisle and see him for the first time and ruin my life officially.
I've been waiting for this little girl. So they walk down the aisle, and Vanderpump's like, oh, Jax is a totally different person. So vulnerable, so sincere. I like this one. Where's my purse? Has anyone seen my purse, darling?
Oh, I found it in this planter. Magic. Whoosh.
So they go down the aisle.
Brittany's like, Sheena's like, I have chills. And Tom Sandoval gives Jax a little hanky so he can cry into it. And Kristen's like, I have never seen her look so happy ever. I'm like, she looks like this every time she opens up a box of Cheerios, for crying out loud. Oh, an outband.
And Ariana tells Sheena, she's like, hold your flowers down so I can see your tits. And Sheena's like, yeah, yeah, flowers down, tits out.
And then there's this like overhead drone shot of like the ceremony. And but like, it's like supposed to be this beautiful, like, look at this beautiful ceremony. But you see cars driving by behind the castle. You just see these like pickup trucks going by. And you just see this stupid castle wall that looks like it's like made of paper mache. This like, it's all like stained, has like water stains, just sort of like gross, this like shitty cinder block faux castle wall, medieval times. I'm just like, this is the worst castle of all times. And the fact that you could just, you know, a lot of times I feel like with wedding destinations, you want to feel like you're in some special remote place, ideally, especially if it's you're dropping 100K. I think not everyone has the luxury to have that sort of feeling. But I think if you're dropping 100K to be in a castle, you want to be transported away into this fantasy wonderland, and to have this like shitty castle with cars driving by like on the road, like in the same frame.
Listen, it's full circle. Okay, they got engaged on a freeway and they got married on a freeway. They're gonna drop their first true. Fucking baby on a freeway. Okay, they love freeways. I don't know what it is. They probably go romance. Home and watch the movie Freeway with Reese Witherspoon. They love a freeway. They should have danced to
I'm riding on the freeway of a love in a...
So time for vows, guys. Lance is like, here we are. Brittany's dumb as fuck and Jax is a beast. Like Beauty and the Beast. Talking plates would be smarter than anyone here. Alright.
Jason, I have been absolutely crazy about you since the first day we met. You are my best friend, my love, and my whole world. And even though we can be very different at times in that I can be faithful and you can't be, we balance each other out. Then you make me feel whole, like a whole idiot who stands by your side when you cheat on me.
I feel like you love me as much as you love a hole in a wall in a truck stop. We love the same things. We like Kingsley. We like Monroe. We like Hooters and watching Friends. It's like you forgot Cheetos, okay?
Mitchell.
We love the Jolly Green Giant because he makes such delicious dinners for us. We love nails because they keep our table together. We love doorknobs. Without doorknobs, we wouldn't be able to open and close our doors. So for that, we are thankful, and we both love those.
And then I knew this would trigger you. I love you, honey. You're my lobster. Didn't you hate that movie?
How dare you? I hate that movie, and I love that food.
Yeah.
Triggered me on so many different levels. Yeah, she's like, I can't wait to see you as my husband, and I already know you will make the most incredible, not very present father. I love you.
I can't wait till the first time I say, stop slapping our kids with the newspapers. Not funny.
I can't wait to our very first Christmas when I can say, rotten hell, Jax. I can't believe you cheated on me last night.
He's like, I get really nervous. All right, Britt. You made me so happy, not only because you like Friends, but because you walked up to me years ago with bad extensions and a thong, and you said, I work at Hooters, and I'm going to be on your TV show, and I was like, I'm fucking her in the bathroom tonight, and then I did.
I have never in my life met a more positive, caring, giving woman who literally smiles all day long, even when I cheat on her. Wow. Wow, what a special honor to marry someone like that. I mean, how could you not want to be with this woman? I mean, I know because I have cheated on her, so I know how you could not want to be with her. But truly, still, how could you not want to be with this woman?
I'm just like, I love you, honey. And so Lance is like, who has the rings? And did Tom Schwartz forget the rings? He's like, oh, what? They were in this pocket. No, they were in this pocket. No, they were in that pocket. Uh-oh.
I almost lost it for a second, but then I found it. Whoa.
It's so weird having him and Shep in the same show because it's so similar.
Yeah.
Papa.
Gosh. Papa. Gosh. Papa. Papa.
So Jax. Yeah. So they get the rings and.
And she's Lance like, is like,
yeah. He's like, okay, repeat after me. I, Jason, take you, Brittany, to be my punching bag, Roomba, scab bandager for as long as this season lasts.
Okay.
Yeah. And then basically they exchange the rings and she's like, no, that's never coming off. I'm like, you know who else said that? Amber on Love is Blind. Guess what? Have fun at the divorce anon meetings. I don't know if that's a thing, but I'll make it a thing. Dear John meetings.
Anonymous.
Dear John. Oh, they're going to do a reboot of Dear John. With... About. Yeah, they're going to do a reboot of Dear John. It's just going to be Brittany and Amber. Oh, I don't know who else is going to be there.
So Judd it's Hirsch my privilege to present Mr. and Mrs. Gouchy. And Brittany's like, oh, oh, hi, everybody. Oh, I'm a strip.
It's like, ooh.
You even practice this, Brittany. Jesus. So back to the B string in L.A. Let's go to Sir and see what's happening. It's Brett at a table being as faux charming as he can. He's like, I stopped eating red meat first. God, it's good to have a fellow vegan in the area. It's like, oh, yeah, we're real short vegans in West Hollywood, Brett.
Yeah, no vegans anywhere. None. So then Monica and so there's a woman named Monica, but have we met Monica the before? Manager. I'm not sure.
We saw her once at the beginning. She's a manager.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of new faces this season.
Yeah.
So Monica and Charlie are looking at the wedding happening on IG, and they're just like watching it. And Charlie's like, ugh. She's like, you know how I want to just get married at like a drive-thru chapel. What I want to do, my dream is to get wasted one night and just go through the drive-thru chapel. That's my ideal wedding. I'm like, you know what? That would be my dream wedding for this show also. Make it quick, make it snappy, one segment in one episode, and it's done.
Yeah, and Monica's like, wow, those are some big dreams, you fucking twit. So then over at Tom Tom, Max is talking to Logan. He's like, oh, a garnish for you. Like, he's always saying everything like he's about to get caught for murder. Like, the cops are surrounding his house. He's like, a garnish for you. A garnish.
A garnish for you. So, then he starts talking to Vanessa.
Touching your face during this difficult time. I can't stop. I just want to poke
lead
my
by
eyes
example,
and
Ronnie.
Pick my nose.
Stop. Stop it. Lead by example. So, meanwhile, I've touched my face like 5 times. So Max is talking to Vanessa, and she's like, so I've heard there's some drama with you and Dana. Care to share a penny for your thoughts? I'm Vanessa. So Max is like, yeah, it's just like it's so hard because Dana was like the first girl I was down to be serious with. And then after three days, people were trying to break us apart. It's just so hard.
And she's like, I heard you had a total other relationship, so... And he's like, not true. Not true. That was like 100%. Not even true. She's like, keep it together, boy. Okay? Like, she's like the new Kristen, I think. And he's like, you know what? I'm just, like, gonna focus on work because, like, I don't have to deal with this shit. It's like heartbreak. Okay? And she's like, whatever. Yeah. And he goes, by the way, you're 4 minutes late, and you're talking to me. She goes, hey, yeah, what else is new? I'm always late.
I was like, burnt, dun, 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 dun. I was like, what is the sitcom moment?
I know.
That was totally. my sitcom transition music. Mm. So now, back at the wedding reception. So Lance Bass is emceeing, and in my mind, I'm like, why are we watching this right now? Like, the wedding's over. Like, why do we have to keep watching this? But Lance Bass is like, everyone, welcome the future tragedy, Brittany and Jax Taylor. And they come in like, ah!
So then Vanderpump is talking to Katie and getting on their ass about not filing their paperwork. She's like, how could you? And then drinks with the girls. Okay, so Danica, I love this scene. So Danica meets up with Raquel and Dana because they're all, you know, have to be friends now. And it's so funny watching them awkwardly try to, like, become friends, you know, because they're all so different. And Danica is telling Raquel, she's like, oh my God, I totally want that beer so bad. Like, I have to blow later, but I want it. I was like, you have to blow? Yeah. I had to rewind that 3 times. So it's like, what?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I can't drink because I have to breathe into a breathalyzer. So, like, I got a DUI. And, like, when I got my DUI, I like jam-packed like 5 people into my car, so we go to a party in the hills, and then I got pulled over. I was like, why'd you make it sound like so, like, normal so people fun. Are like, most people are like, wow. I got a DUI, and it's the most mortifying moment of my life, and I really changed my life for the better, but she's like, so I never got to the party.
And now I have to blow into this device. And then they show her in her car, like, blowing her device. She's like, and it says pass. And she's like, woohoo! She's like, so now I have to blow into this breathalyzer before I'm driving. And then, like, 15 minutes, every 15 minutes while I'm driving. It's so embarrassing. It's like, wow, you made this. This is the funnest drunk driving story I've ever heard. Also, you're complete fucking trash, man, and perfect for this show. So good casting.
Yeah, why is she not a full-time cast member? She, like, already had a violent episode with Brent Willis. And yeah, she has this DUI situation. I mean, and she's obviously also driving, or at least trying to drive, so much of the drama. I don't know why she's not full-time.
Well, she's working for it, that's for sure. She's such, like, a dead-eyed fish. But you know what? She's talking and she's got kind of expression in her voice, but her eyes are just like,
yeah,
you know, there's like nothing there. And so Raquel is like, well, you guys, speaking of, Raquel's like, you guys, I know that things haven't been that easy with me and James, but I told him that I can't be an enabler, and if he can't get it together, I'm only giving him one more chance.
Yeah.
And so they're like, we support you, girl. Get rid of that fucker.
Pretty much. And then they move on to the main event, Dana and Max. And so they're like, so what's going on with you and Max? And she's like, well, I think I may have misjudged Max. So I thought they were going to Jones, the intimate Italian restaurant. But it turns out they were going to Jones, a salad place. Because basically here in L.A., there's Jones, spelled J-O-N-E-S, which is a bar restaurant, Italian. And then there's a place called Jones on 3rd. Yeah. And then there's a place called Jones on 3rd, which is where you go. It's like salads and gourmet stuff. And it is like that. Like, you do go, like, people go there in yoga pants and stuff. So apparently,
yeah, for your $10 side of Brussels sprouts, you go to Jones on 3rd. Okay. And it's delicious.
Exactly.
Jones on 3rd.
It's
so
delicious.
Good.
I haven't been there in so long, it occurred to me. But so apparently this is like a classic screwball comedy mishap. Max went to Jones on 3rd, not to Jones on Formosa.
But that's so sad that you even consider that. Like, oh my God, I thought he was taking her to this really fancy romantic restaurant. Jones is not a really fancy romantic restaurant. Like, in what world? I mean, it's nice.
Well, it's at night.
It's a fun
dark
place to go meet friends and stuff. It is dark. Yeah, it is dark.
But also, wasn't that girl who told her this? Wasn't it that she saw Max, like, getting close and intimate with this girl? So, like, it sort of doesn't matter which Jones it was in, you know? And that's why Danica's like, it doesn't matter where they were, what they were eating. It's like, whether you go to the salad place or the romantic restaurant, like, it doesn't matter. Like, it just means, like, it doesn't mean that he wasn't cheating on you. It just means he was at a different stage of the cheating, okay? It just means that, like, they fucked last night and now they're getting their brunch afterwards.
Yeah, they do one of the pump, like, diagrams where she's like, okay, so maybe they, like, were in the fancy restaurant, then they fucked, and then they had, like, pancakes the next morning. Like, how is that different?
Yeah. I was like, see, this is why she should be a full-time cast member. She got her own cartoon, and yet she's still not full-time.
Yeah, and she still misuses English like a Vanderpump Rules person. Like, she goes, I mean, it doesn't really defeat the purpose of who this person is. I was like, I don't know what that means, but your English, like, you were built for this show. You know,
built.
You're like a robot that was built for this show. So Dana's like, but the thing is like, when that happened, like, we weren't exclusive. So, and she's like, and you don't think by any chance, like, he was leading you on? Like, he led my friend on? And, like, my other friends on? So, like, no. And so Danica gets, like, so a defense. She's like, but you're not going back to him, right? Like, Danica's got a lot invested in going after Max,
which I appreciate. And Dana's like, no, I am interested and I want to start over. And Danica's like, he just has this, like, bouquet of red flags, and, like, girls are running all over West Hollywood, picking them out of his shit bouquet.
Dana tells us, I think that girl's like a little judgy for somebody who has to blow into a breathalyzer before she drives her car.
I was like, I love this like inane fight that they're having right now. It's so good. They're both being so judgy to each other.
Yeah. And so as Danica leaves, she's like, gotta get to sir. Got some people to yell at. And Dana's like, breathalyze safe. I know you got this, girl. I love that for her.
It's so bitchy. I'm like, I would much rather watch this than this stupid wedding back in Lexington.
Yeah, I agree. I was reading on Facebook, people were like, I hate this new cast. I just fast forward through their scenes. I was like, really? Because it was the best part of the show for me. I was like,
yeah, their scenes
are
the most entertaining. Yeah, I've enjoyed all their scenes all season long. I've literally had no problem with the new cast members. I think, if anything, they're getting the shaft because I wonder if they had to re-edit stuff because of the controversy earlier in the season. And then on top of that, because there's all this wedding stuff where really the whole cast just like left without them, I think that also messes up the dynamic because like we need the old cast and the new cast to be interacting to make them feel like they're more part of the show. So I think they're kind of getting
it seems like they're trying it seems like they're trying to give the main cast an ending, right? It seems like they're trying to give them an ending and get rid of them. I mean, how can you have two different shows like this? It's bizarre. And it looks like it's going to keep going for the rest of the season. So not really sure.
I actually think it's, oddly enough, I think it's working better than I would expect. I think that the show feels, even though there are these like two casts, I think it's working much better than I would have thought it would have. So so now back to the Kentucky Castle. Time for speeches and a prayer. So they like the dad makes a prayer and everything, and then we just hear Brittany go, "Amen," to the crowd.
And
Lisa is still stuck.
Over course. Oh,
some yeah, ship's going on to St. Jackson Britt. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. You guys got married. Yeah. I almost cried. Almost.
I thought you guys were being facetious with this ridiculous situation. Gosh.
Jax is like, I like him. We really get along. He likes to be funny, likes to be the center of attention. He's a womanizer. We have a little bit in common. I'm like, yeah. Who bought? So Ariana is telling Katie, she looks at herself and she's like, is that ranch or blue cheese?
Katie's like, how dare you ask me that? It's ranch.
Okay, so then Logan gets Carter. Am I in the right place? Did I lose you?
Yeah, you are. You are totally correct.
Okay, so Logan gets Carter. James's Logan. Punched in the face.
Yeah, the original Logan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic Logan. He's like, so how come you're not with Kristen?
Yeah. Carter's
like
beats
that?
Me.
Like...
I know. And Carter's like, beats me. I mean, I haven't had sex with anyone but Kristen for 4 years, so I don't know why I'm not sitting over there. La, 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 la. And Kristen's ignoring.
Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Ben.
Well, I was just going to say that Kristen is basically spending all her time away from Carter, and she's basically with the other girls or with Jax and Brittany, and she's just not with him. And Jax is like, you know, Kristen fought so hard to have Carter at my wedding, and then she's like not even near him. I mean... like, what's the point? Like, I spent a lot of money on him, basically. He basically is like, I could have invited someone else.
But, yeah, I could have saved that money because he's so cheap. And Logan's like, where are you staying tonight? And Carter says, I'm just going with the flow. If I end up in Kristen's bed, what happens, happens. And Logan goes, interesting. It's like, it's not.
It's settled out. It's actually objectively not interesting. Sweet. And also, Carter is like... we talk all the shit like about Kristen. If you want to be with him, whatever, whatever. But like, also Carter is a leech. I'm sorry, he is a freeloader. He should have some dignity in that. Jax literally told him you're not invited to the wedding, and he still came anyway as Kristen's guest. I mean, that's just pathetic. I'm sorry.
Agreed. So then Stassi and Bo. Stassi's like, oh my god, I love everything about this wedding right now. Oh my god. And he's like, you know what I love the most? Air conditioning, okay? That's the best thing to happen to this fucking wedding. Who does this?
Yeah, they basically are like, we're gonna have a wedding in the fall, and no children, and no one's gonna sweat, and it's gonna be fun.
Yeah. So then, speeches. So Schwartz gets up and gives a speech, and it just... It's more effort than he put into his vows, okay? Like, yeah. He didn't even have vows until, like, 5 seconds before his wedding, and he showed up to his own wedding smelling like a river rat, you know?
Seriously. And with a goatee. And Schwartz's speech is the sort of wedding speech that we've all had to sit through. The long, drunken ramble that just goes on and on and on. And so, first of all, he starts off well. He's getting laughs. He calls Jax motherfucking Taylor. And then we see Sherry and Brittany's dad sort of like scowl a little bit at the cursing. I can't believe they could be cursing at this wedding. And then
I don't know. Which one of your four husbands cursed the least, Sherry? She's so judgy, you know? She's, like, so judgy. It makes me crazy. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, then, Jack's motherfucking Taylor, he was ripped, he was gorgeous, he shit with the door open, he had no shame. He'd come home wasted, banging chicks in the bathroom, and they fucking smoking dope, doing coke it's off hookers' much. Asses.
Too graphic, no, no.
He's just like giving up every Jax. I mean, we've already heard it all, but he's like giving up Jax to this whole crowd. And then it just keeps going on
for like 17 minutes, going on and on and on. And people, and like Tom Sandoval's patting him on the shoulder to be like, okay, dude, that's enough out of you, dude. All right, dude. No, okay. Everyone's just like yawning.
Yeah.
Sleep.
And then, they start dancing, Jackson Britton. Oh, the father-daughter dance. So it's like, like the slow dance. And then they show, the editors are so mean to Sheena. They show Sheena behind Peter, like, during a fast dance. Like, Sheena's just an idiot.
Just I know that they come.
So then Lala is sad because it's the father-dad dance and she lost her father. So she's crying. And Randall's so cute. What do I like Randall? I hate that I like Randall.
I don't know.
I didn't see it coming.
He was being nice. He was being like, I love you. He's like, oh, yeah, sorry, I thought I was talking to a piece of chicken. So,
you know what? Whenever I get mad at you, honey, I just think Misha Barton. And then I'm in. I'm back in.
Misha Barton as played by a piece of fried chicken.
Oh, look, fried chicken. She's like, Randall, that's a silverware ring.
Ah, damn it, I see fried chicken.
Ah, Lala, I'm sorry, you got to find your own way back to Los Angeles. I gave your seat up on the PJ for a piece of fried chicken.
Stupid. So then they're cake cutting, and Brittany's like, we're married! Yes, we know.
Can you believe we're doing this right now? It's like, yes, we can, because we've been enduring it for 5 fucking hours, feels like.
Okay, so Kristen and Carter are outside, and Carter's like, you look beautiful. She's like, oh, thank you. You look dapper. Like, I mean, I'm having the best time ever, but my allergies.
Mm-hmm. He goes, what are you using, Flonase? How long have I been telling you to do it? 2.5 years?
You're like, welcome.
Please don't Flonase shame Kristen right now, okay? All right? Do not Flonase shame her, okay? She's allergic to you. She's allergic to you.
And coke. She's like, he's like, I've been telling you for years, but you're stubborn. She's like, oh, we're both stubborn, okay? Don't get upset. Like, it's okay to have feelings, right? Yeah. It's okay. You're going to have feelings. Like, every time you get scared, you get sad. And that's what's happening right now.
And he's like, why am I?
Balcony.
Yeah, and he's like, why am I sad? I'm in a castle in Kentucky having a blast with you. I'm like, that is the saddest thing you could have said right now. That is exactly why you're sad. You're in a castle in Kentucky with Kristen. That's it. And you're Flonase shaming her. This is how you're spending your night. Flonase shaming Kristen in a castle in Kentucky.
I'm sorry, you're not going to like this part I'm about to say, but I'm kind of with him because she goes, well, you text me yesterday that I'm selfish and I'm unkind. I'm like, yeah, because you invited him to a wedding and then fucking ignored him and wouldn't talk to him or text him back.
Yeah. But what, like, this isn't the first time that's happened. It's not a one-way street, okay? This is not the first time it's happened. He shouldn't have come in the first place. He's an idiot. I'm sorry.
Well,
he's an idiot.
She shouldn't have brought him. They're both idiots. It's
well,
like
that's fine.
Go at
but I'm
each
saying
other.
It's not just Kristen. It's Carter, too.
It's not just Kristen. But it is
they're
Kristen,
They're both idiot
too.
And toxic.
Yeah.
They're both idiots and toxic to each other.
Yeah.
But last time I checked, she wasn't Flonase shaming him. So Kristen's like, you say those things to subconsciously manipulate me because you're sad and you're hurt and you want me to give you attention? And it's just, it's not working right now. It's not working right now, which is why you're sad. I'm like, you've literally stepped outside the tent, the wedding, to talk with him. You are literally giving him the attention that you're saying is not working.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I don't like how you're treating me. It's like, oh, I asked for space. I'm taking my space and it breaks me.
And he's like, you're my best friend. You know that, don't you, Flonase fucking moron? You'd have snot all the way down your fucking dress.
By the way, I like that she says, I asked for space and I've taken my space. I'm like, what part of space involves you insisting that Carter comes to the wedding? Like, that's not space at all. So, yeah, she's like, well, she's like, why do you want to be with me?
Yeah. Because I fucking love you, Kristen. Like, all up in her face. And she's like, oh, that would break me if he wasn't here. But it's like making me sad that he is here. It's like all my friends are like finding their happy place. Like even Katie and Tom are going for their second wedding. And I'm here 4 years later with no ring. No ring.
So break up. Move on. Then I don't care. Like if you're 4 years in and they're not close to where you want to be in the relationship, that means it's not working. So either get that Flonase or move forward.
Yeah, so then Jax and Brittany are up on the balcony, and Jax's like, single ladies, I got my money on Kristen, because it's time to throw the bouquet, and a girl goes, Kristen always fights for it. Which is hilarious, Kristen's always that girl. And you know Kristen's got the elbows, too, like, I wouldn't fuck with
her. Yeah, she's probably like, yeah, just this big gangly mess of limbs that's like, I got it, I got it.
Well, so I'm trying to aim for Stassi because I think she's next, and I'm trying to avoid Kristen because I don't want her catching that because just she has a mind.
Yeah. So instead, Brittany's cousin Amanda gets it, even though she's 18. So whatever. So then they do this whole thing. Everyone has to light sparklers and make a little sparkler tunnel, and then Jax and Brittany come through with their dogs, and they're gonna like walk with their dogs through this tunnel of sparklers. It's just like really annoying, like a made for Instagram moment. I hate
it. Yeah. Well, my sister, I was jealous actually of this wedding because my sister's wedding. She's like, "What do you think if we got sparklers instead of rice?" And I'm like, "That is the best idea." But where are you gonna get all those sparklers? And she's like, "Oh, don't worry. Me and mom found a place." So we get to the wedding. It's like 300 people. It's a huge wedding, right? So we all line up after and pass out these sparklers. And I'm looking at them thinking, these are big, but I mean, what do I know? I'm no sparkler expert. So we light the sparklers. They were like, they were huge. They were putting out so much fire and smoke. It was like blow torches, you know? And my poor sister had to run through there with her husband. I was like, she's going to die. They couldn't see. It's just all smoke and fire.
That's perfect. That I would have liked for this.
It's like she's in Backdraft. So I was a little triggered. I was like, damn it, they bought the right size sparklers. How does Kentucky have better sparklers than Texas? I'm pissed.
Well, they go through the tunnel of sparklers and they go into the castle. And in the castle, there is a tunnel of Hooters waitresses because this is like the after party, and you know Hooters, that's their whole thing. And Lala's like, yeah, skew, I'm getting a lot of ideas for what I want to do for my wedding, and also some ideas of what I don't want to happen at my wedding. Hooters waitresses.
Hooters waitresses with big tits asking me if I want ranch for my chicken wings. I mean, god, it's like where I came from. Why would I want to go back to that?
Meanwhile, Randall is like bouncing all that fried chicken off his boner into his mouth. He's like, yeah, give me more, give me more.
I know, he's in his he's own like, Bruce Willis. He is Bruce Willis right now in his own mind.
Tom Sandoval is like dancing, doing this hardcore dance with Lance Bass. He's doing all this stuff. He's like sliding through the legs. He's like busting out all his moves. And Ariana's like, Tom is living out his teenage boy band dreams right now. It's getting out of hand. And you just see Tom like, dude. You know, Lance is like, okay, this has been fun. We can move on from this, Tom.
I'm just trying to get to the ranch. Please move aside, sir. So back at Sir, speaking of Sir, we're back in LA at Sir, and Dana's waiting on tables. And Dana is the only person who seems like a real waiter at this place. Because she's like, can I get you anything else? That's how you wait tables,
she was
okay?
The slowest with her... Yeah, she was the slowest with her training, which is what's hilarious. She's like, yeah, no, he's not really a vegan. He just says that to everyone. Relax.
Yeah.
So James drops off Raquel. He's like, okay, girl, I'm going to a party up in the hills, but I won't be drinking. No, I'm going to be a good boy. No drinking. I have to drive. I'm like, I hate to break it to you, Raquel, but James saying that he has to drive, which is why he won't be drinking, doesn't always mean that he won't be drinking.
I know. We just saw Danica. See Danica. Yeah, stop at the hostess stand and talk to Danica.
I know.
So then Charlie and Dana at my second favorite set piece of this show, the squirrel. Charlie's like, so you're not with everyone at the wedding? And Dana's like, gotta earn that coin. But if I did standards. Get married, yeah, but if I did get married, it would be at the courthouse. Weddings are whack.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and get back Max.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's going to go to Tom Tom tomorrow to like patch things up with Max and everything. And Charlie, who I love, Charlie is like my rant. I'm like, I cannot believe how much I love Charlie. She's like my favorite of all the new people. She's like, I don't know Max well enough to make judgment calls, but what the hell does Max have that all these girls are willing to, you know? And Dana's like, a big old dick. And you can just see Charlie's face like, I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I don't, like, I know enough people that have told me about his dick to know that's not true. And she goes, I guess. Oh, go ahead.
You do it.
She's like, I guess so. I mean, I couldn't let a guy disrespect me like that. And she's like, no, I'm that way too. But like, did you know, I think Dana can see ghosts, speaking of Sixth Sense, because Dana is always talking to someone right over your right shoulder. Wait. Yeah, right over your right shoulder. Have you noticed that? Like, when she talks to somebody, she's always like, yeah, but like, I don't like being disrespected either. She's always looking at someone else, but it's not like Max. Max is always looking for a door, like somewhere to escape. Yeah. He's looking everywhere.
Max is
but Dana's always
a
like looking at one ghost, and it's right over your shoulder. It's weird.
She's like, there's this big piece of fried chicken that's following me around, and it keeps throwing up other pieces of fried chicken. So,
Ryan is just everywhere on this show now.
Yeah. But yeah, I just love that Charlie's like, I just wouldn't allow someone to disrespect me like that. And then she just sort of smiles in Dana's face like, you're an idiot. And I'm telling you that. I'm someone who's never even had an avocado, and I'm telling you that you're the idiot here. She literally goes,
I don't know what pasta is, and you're the dumb one. So think about that.
She literally says, I think it's awesome that I'm the youngest person here, but not the dumbest one.
Oh, so then she's like, Dana's like, well, we'll figure it out. And Charlie goes, and if not, you can just go suck that dick, girl. And Dana's like, yeah.
I missed that somehow.
So then we go back to the wedding, and Sheena's getting rubbed on by some gross guy. Gross, Sheena.
I was happy. I supported Sheena. I was like, Sheena, you get yours. So Stassi's like, once we walked through the Hooters tunnel, there was definitely a change in tone. We went from wedding chic to Kentucky chic.
Yeah. And Bo's like, God, have you thought of this? That could be you up there getting married to Jax. Stassi's like, oh, God. Jesus, I guess that's true. And she goes, this just goes to show you, don't trust anything a 23-year-old guy says, especially a 33-year-old guy in West Hollywood that tells you he's a supermodel.
Yeah. And then Sheena's making out with that dude, and she's like, I'm doing everything Kristen should be doing, but instead she's out chasing Carter out of the castle. Oh well, I get the tall one.
Being a bridesmaid is the best, because you're first on the guest list, you get to dress up and look hot, you get to make out with single groomsmen.
So then Katie's like, where's your money, honey? Where is it? Where did you lose your wallet? And he's like, I gave it to the bartender. And that's when
he has a tag, like a thing on his chest that says, if I'm lost, please call Katie Maloney at, you know, he's got like a little hat with like a little propeller on it. He's like, yeah. Could someone help me?
So that's when we find out that it's a cash bar. Okay. Which is mortifying. Yeah. So then Jack is like, Mitchell, I had 60 bottles of vodka. What the fuck? They're charging people. That cannot happen, bro. That cannot happen. I'm like, how is an open bar vodka only? I've never heard of that. I don't have a problem.
Listen.
That's all I drink, but.
Yeah, I was like, to me, this was all shady. I'm like, you know what? To me, this is an example of, like, they the venue probably told them five different times, like, okay, so we will do open bar for the dinner, but the after party will be a cash bar, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People will be fine paying cash.
And then, of course, as soon as it happens on camera, all of a sudden Jax is like, oh, like, I'm like, you know what? This was something that was clearly could have been sorted out and was sorted out beforehand. So, like, all this drama about, like, $100,000 wedding and now this, I just wasn't buying it.
And he just runs up to everyone there. He's like, I've spent $100,000 on this wedding. It's been $100,000. They get $10 an hour. They don't give a shit. Fucking poor people. So, God, you are the worst. How can you this bad on your wedding day, dude? God.
Yeah, he's literally telling every single person, I paid $100,000. $100,000. He's going up to everyone. So Tom Sandoval, meanwhile, he pulls aside the wedding planner and is like, dude, can you just, like, bring those bottles of vodka from the outdoor bar, bring them in here? Can we do that instead? And they do it, and it saves the day. It fixes everything. And then Jax is, like, happy. And then they ask Jax, like, oh, how would you grade Tom Sandoval as a best man? After Tom has pulled out the umbrella, got the tampon, got the white claw, got the shirt dry cleaned, all the stuff. He goes, I give him a B- or C. It's passing. You're such a prick. Sucks.
Yeah, that guy is such a prick. Meanwhile, Tom's, like, inventing new drinks out of tampons just so people don't have to pay for anything, you know?
Yeah.
So everybody goes to bed, and the next morning, Britt's like, we're married! We fucking know, Brittany. And so she's like, well, we should get out of here by 11. He's like, yeah, I don't want extra charges. Everybody get up! Get up! I'm not paying for this shit. Don't smirk at me, Brittany. Don't fucking give me that smirk.
God. That's... Yeah, can you believe it that they don't even have a morning reception. Normally a wedding, a lot of weddings I've gone to on the day after, there's like a little reception that's basically like a brunch that's like, okay, goodbye, thank you for coming, to everyone who made this, you know, it's a whole thing. Here there's like, get the fuck out, I paid for enough already, get the fuck out. It's so tacky and graceless.
And so Jax.
So bad.
Yeah.
So Jax.
Then Dana comes into Tom to talk to Max, and she's like, I feel like I haven't like been here in like a really long time. And he's like, yeah, yeah, all right. I guess we can talk now. And so she's like, give this card to Lisa. Isn't it devastating about her mom? So like your tat. What is that new? Yeah. God, I don't see you for a day and you've got a new tat.
He's got this awful new tattoo that says shaken to death and has some, I don't know, some ridiculous image on it. I'm like, shaken to death, really? Oh, because you work in a bar?
Yeah, please don't have a baby.
Don't bring that around any babies.
So she's like, after we talked, like, something in me clicked. Like, I realized that, like, did you know that there's, like, two restaurants named Jones? So one's like really romantic and one like has $10 Brussels sprouts. So whoops, it was boobs. Boo boo.
I love that there was like a romantic miscommunication because of Jones and Jones. Jones on 3rd and Jones restaurant. Like that is the most LA thing and Vanderpump Rules thing to ever happen. It is so good. And like I wanna name this episode Keeping Up with the Joneses, just almost as a rebuke of Jax and Brittany's wedding, but I just know I can't.
You should. Keeping Up with the Jones.
Should I? Just to be like, yeah. Fuck this wedding. I'm going to give Dana and Max a stupid subplot main billing
for
episode.
Because it also kind of works for Jax and Britt because they're trying to have this big wedding to like keep up with the Joneses or whatever. Also, fuck this wedding. It's been on for 19 years.
Jeez. We'll see. We'll see how I feel when the moment comes.
So, I wanted to say I was sorry, but like you listen to everybody else, like when everybody else was saying things about me, like you listen to them instead of me. So it's like, yeah, you don't look like a liar at all, Max.
Yeah,
Max
exactly.
Is totally fucking.
See, he knows
girl.
He has the power now. Yeah, yeah, he knows he has the power now, so he's gonna make her beg for it.
Yeah,
which he shouldn't do.
Yeah, so she
should
like,
go after that piece of fried chicken that's haunting her.
So she's like, well, we can move on if you want, but, like, ball's in your court. And he's like, yeah, the girls were it, sir. Like, we're trying to ruin this from day one, and she let them. So, like, whatever. I need time. That's it. She's like, okay. Well, I just wanted him to meet me halfway because, like, I don't put myself out there, but, like, I put myself out there, and it didn't work out again. It's like, stop dating douchebags, okay? There's your Auntie Ronnie's advice.
Don't. Don't marry douchebags.
Yeah.
So anyway, back over in Kentucky. At this point, I'm like, why is this episode still going? It's been over an hour. We're over the 1 hour mark.
Right?
The wedding is over. The wedding is over. Why are we still watching? What's happening here? Please. And my DVR said the recording was an hour and 36 minutes. So I was like, is there still 30 more minutes left? What's going on? But I think they were just... Luckily, it was not. I think they crammed in probably an episode of Blind Date. Who knows? I turned it off literally as soon as the preview was over.
No, they crammed in an episode of Andy's Best of Watch What Happens Live with the Vanderpump Rules cast, so we can still try and get some sweet, sweet ratings.
Whoa, she's getting married, and she's feeling harried. It's Brittany from Vanderpump Rules and Hillary Clinton. Wow. So we're back in Kentucky, and Jax is still kicking everyone out. And now everyone has got, like, a lot of stuff to pack up because they've been there for, like, 3 or 4 days. So they have to – the thing that annoys me is they're there for that much time, and then all of a sudden they're told, like, oh, yeah, okay, get out. I'm like, you know what? You're the one who had an after party until, like, 3 or 4 in the morning, and now you want everyone to just be up and ready and, like, to pack up their shit. So tacky.
Yeah, but Jax's wedding extravaganza, the last line of the whole thing is, credit cards are maxed, that party's over. Everyone get out of the fucking castle now. There. Have fun in your new chapter, Brittany.
Yeah. And
by
the way,
you did this to yourself.
Yes. And by the way, Carter did spend the night with Kristen and Sheena. They all woke up in bed together. And Kristen's like, I thought I could be strong. I thought that I would not backslide. And yet, shoulder roll. Shoulder roll. I'm like, of course he was going to wind up in your bed. You invited him to Kentucky.
And Sheena's like, of course we had a threesome. Just kidding. It's not like 2007. I don't do that anymore.
See my enchiladas at sheena.sheena.com.
And that's the end of that. Thank God this wedding is over, and it looks like Jax lasts about 2 seconds on this wedding train before he goes fucking crazy and tries to like cheat or something. He gets caught doing something really bad.
Let's just enjoy this moment of time where we don't have any weddings and Brittany is not pregnant yet. Let's just please enjoy this, because once she gets knocked up, it's just going to be a national nightmare. Awful.
Yeah, it really is. Oh, all right, everybody. Well, thanks so much for being with us today. Go find, if you want this video on demand, go get it. We've also got a Love is Blind video up, and we've got tons of video stuff over there. Go watch them.
Go do it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Hello, Anoni here from Adulting. You can usually find me talking about identity, intersectionality, and learning about yourself IRL, that's in real life. But sometimes, in order to figure out the big questions in life, we have to play with them a bit first. That's why The Sims is a great game to get creative and play with life in a way that allows you to express how you truly are. Life's way too short, so you may as well play with it. How do you play with life? Download and play The Sims today.
Immediately, obviously, post-heart attack, it was like, I'm really not ready for any kind of sexual activity. But we did other things, you know.
Scrabble.
I had the pleasure of speaking to 3 fabulous ladies about what life is really like after a life-changing event like a heart attack. We talk spirituality, relationships, mental health and Scrabble. Join me, Lucy Mangan, for the Ticker Tapes from the British Heart Foundation. Available now on your favourite podcast platform.